Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it to the end of another week. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Friday. Have a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Have music one last time from our Artist of the Week, Richland and Montel Jordan. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you're part of my conversation with head coach Justin Washington of the Yazoo City Indians at Yazoo City High School here in Mississippi, discussing his extraordinary career. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Friday headlines. In national news, charge to be dropped in Alec Baldwin movie set shooting. Prosecutors in New Mexico plan to drop an involuntary manslaughter charge against Alec Baldwin in the fatal 2021 shooting of a cinematographer on the set of the Western film Rust, Baldwin's attorney said on Thursday. We are pleased with the decision to dismiss the case against Alec Baldwin, and we encourage a proper investigation into the facts and circumstances of this tragic accident, Baldwin's attorney said in a statement. Baldwin and the film's weapons supervisor were both charged with involuntary manslaughter in the shooting. Baldwin was pointing a pistol at cinematographer Helena Hutchins during a rehearsal when the gun went off, killing Hutchins and wounding the director. Baldwin has said the gun went off accidentally and that he did not pull the trigger. An FBI forensic report found the weapon could not have been fired unless the trigger was pulled. Prosecutors didn't immediately comment on the case. It wasn't immediately clear whether charges could be refiled, nor whether the charge would also be dropped against the other individual. The case against Baldwin had already been diminishing. A weapons charge that would have meant a much longer sentence had already been dismissed, and the first special prosecutor appointed in the case resigned. In more national news, SpaceX giant rocket explodes minutes after launch from Texas. SpaceX giant's new rocket exploded minutes after blasting off in its first test flight Thursday, and it crashed into the Gulf of Mexico. Elon Musk's company was aiming to send the biggest and most powerful rocket ever built on a round-the-world trip from the southern tip of Texas near the Mexican border. The nearly 400-foot Starship carried no people or satellites. SpaceX later said multiple engines on the 33-engine booster were not firing as the rocket ascended, causing it to lose altitude and begin to tumble. The rocket was intentionally destroyed by a self-destruct system, exploding and plummeting into the water. Instead of a best-case scenario, 1.5-hour flight, with the spacecraft on top peeling away and taking a lap around the world, the whole thing lasted 4 minutes. The rocket reached a maximum speed of about 1,300 miles per hour and as high as 24 miles before going sideways and dropping. In more national news, Twitter begins removing blue checks from users who don't pay. This time, it's for real. Many of Twitter's high-profile users are losing the blue checks to help verify their identity and distinguish them from imposters on the Elon Musk-owned social media platform. After several false starts, Twitter began making good on its promise Thursday to remove the blue checks from accounts that don't pay a monthly fee to keep them. Twitter has about 300,000 verified users under the original blue check system, many of them journalists, athletes, and public figures. The checks, which used to mean the account was verified by Twitter to who it says it is, began disappearing from those users' platform late morning on Thursday. High-profile users who lost their blue checks Thursday included Beyonce, Pope Francis, Oprah Winfrey, and former President Donald Trump. The cost of keeping the marks ranged from $8 a month for individual web users to a starting price of $1,000 monthly to verify an organization, plus $50 monthly for each affiliate or employee account. Twitter does not verify the individual accounts, as was the case with the previous blue check, doled out during the platform's pre-Musk administration. In business news, BuzzFeed to close news division cut 15% of all staff. Pulitzer Prize-winning digital media company BuzzFeed was shut down its news division and cut another 15% of its staff across the company, adding to layoffs made earlier this year. BuzzFeed has approximately 1,200 total employees, according to a recent regulatory filing. In a memo sent to staff, the co-founder and CEO said that in addition to the news division, layoffs would take place in its business, content, tech, and administrative team. BuzzFeed is also considering making job cuts in international markets. And finally, in more business news, Tesla and AT&T have dragged Wall Street lower. Stocks on Wall Street dipped on Thursday following mixed earnings reports from big companies and more signals the U.S. economy may be slowing. The S&P 500 fell 25 points, or 0.6%, to 4,130 after drifting listlessly earlier this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 110 points, or 0.3%, 33,787, while the Nasdaq Composite dropped 98 points, or 0.8%, to 12,060. Tesla weighed heavy on the market for a second straight day on worries about how much profit it's making on each of its electric vehicles. It dropped 10% after reporting revenue for the first 3 months of the year that fell short of analyst expectations as it repeatedly cut prices on its model. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Others might try to tell you that you are nothing if you are not on top. Do not believe them. Your success is measured in how you choose to use each day of your life. As long as you are doing all you can to make a difference and living your life with purpose, you're a winner each and every day that you're here. Have an amazing Friday and enjoy your weekend. Richland and Montel Jordan have been our Artist of the Week this week. Here's a new single, Knocked It Out One Last Time, for him on Conversations Daily News.
It turns my heart to remember the day my eyes opened up. Saw you as my defender, my king and champion. You declared I was righteous, that I had overcome. Not by what I've accomplished, but by what you've done. There was a wall of condemnation, they came and broke it down.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Yazoo City Indians head coach Justin Washington in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Head coach Justin Washington of the Yazoo City Indians at Yazoo City High School joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about his extraordinary journey. It's a bit of our conversation.
Coach, thank you a lot for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on and being able to do this conversation with you.
Hey, man, the pleasure is definitely all ours. So as I mentioned, of course, you are the head coach for the Yazoo City Indians, for Yazoo City High School. I want to talk about this experience for you, Coach, because one thing I noticed when I was prepping for this segment with you is that, of course, you've been able to kind of share the journey along with us on Facebook. What has it been like for you to see the way that the young people you're working with are really so passionate about the sport?
It's been great. It's been great. With me being a person that's born and raised here in Yazoo City, it's been great to see that pride is still there. Just trying to showcase it a little more on a broader scale. It's been great. The kids that we have had a great opportunity to have kids coming out and participating. They've been showing interest in the work that we're giving to them, and they've been putting out. So we're just trying to keep it that way and continue to build from there.
Coach, have you always known that leadership, that was something that you were meant to do, that you were a person who was meant to be able to lead and to help inspire others?
I wouldn't necessarily say I always have been, there to do that. I've always been, a pretty smart person, pretty a different thinker. I've always been that. But necessarily the leadership out front role has not necessarily always been there. I think that came along once I got to college and I started playing football myself, and I had a guy there, Coach Randy Grison, that kind of pointed out the coaching way for me. And me and him had some conversations, and he pointed me in the direction, and man, I took off from there. And so it's been a journey since then.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. Professor, on Monday is more news. Message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, a brand new artist of the week, and of course, the entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today, so let's go make today amazing. Take care.